First of all, then, explain this decision, then. Why is Danny Wilson gone?
I think, you know, look, first and foremost, I'd like to thank Danny and Chris for all of their hard work since they've come in. Just saying in an earlier media interview, I think Danny was up for the challenge when not many would have been to come in last year when we were in the position we found ourselves in the Championship. And he was very happy to come in and work with the staff and the players that we had. So I thank him first and foremost for that. And Chris as well, who came in March and worked tirelessly with him. Their professionalism is absolutely up there with the very best. However, ultimately, from a business point of view, we have, you know, looking at the benchmarking stats that we're provided with, probably got the fourth or fifth highest wage bill. We've got probably the third or fourth highest cash equity injection, donations, whatever you term it under the SCMP rules from an owner. Some of the very best attendance records. And I think something like the fifth highest season ticket numbers, if not higher than that, with the half seasons for any football club. And in recent times, the fans have sort of been voting with their feet, really, and attendances have been dropping and the pressures that puts on the business. So I think ultimately it is a results business. And whilst some of the performances haven't really been unacceptable, when you look at where we're at with the rationale from a business point of view, we felt a change needed to be made.
Strange, though, because, all right, you're 7 points off the relegation zone. You're 7 points off the playoffs right now.
Yeah, I understand that. I can see why you push us on that. But I think, you know, we let a good number of players go and the inconsistencies we sort of expect, and we've asked for the patience of the supporters, and I think that the majority got that and have been very, very patient with us, and we've got a fantastic set of supporters, so loyal, and they work so hard to support the football club, and I can't, you know, on behalf of the board and the ownership, thank them enough for that. But ultimately, I think what we're trying to do here is build something from the bottom up, and I think, you know, I think the players got to take their responsibility, and myself and Maurice Watkins spoke to the players this morning. I think there's probably just one too many regular mistakes getting made, and they don't seem to be getting ironed out, and results just haven't picked up as consistently. And we are into the second half of the season now, so it's not a knee jerk. It's not after one game of the season. It's not after 10. It's after over 20 now, plus all the cup games. So I think when we look at it from a business point of view, it was a decision that on the balance needed to be made.
Isn't that part of the criticism, though, because you as a club worked ever so hard in the summer to start the plan and change the squad as you did, and it all became a bit last minute, and well, the criticism from some fans of Barnsley Football Club is that the first time it's got a little bit hot under the collar, the manager's been sacked.
I don't think it's the first time it's got hot under the collar, if you like. I think we work in an entertainment industry that's very much scrutinised by people like yourself, and Danny understands that. We spoke to Danny this morning. He sort of understands the nature of the beast, really. And I think we just feel, and we still look with our sort of 1-18, our bigger squad, our academy squad, that what we've had together and the support with which the number of supporters we've got, the number of sponsors we've got, and in particular the very committed owner that we've got in Patrick and the Crime family, mean that we probably should just be doing a little bit better on balance than what we are at the moment.
Suppose, though, if you had a long-term plan, this is, what is it, February? It only started really in the summer, though, didn't it? I mean, has it been given enough time to build that long-term plan?
Well, I think obviously we feel it has, Andy, yeah.
It's a situation where you've had, when's the deed been done, if you like? When was Danny got rid of?
I mean, I think Morris and I spoke to Danny before 9:30 this morning, and that's when we spoke to Danny. I think Danny's been aware, and we have regular meetings. I see Danny on a daily basis, that we all wanted results to consistently improve. And unfortunately, they haven't.
So, moving forward then, what are you looking for? What are the key characteristics that the next manager of Barnsley Football Club needs to have?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to put too much information out about that in the public, because I think criticism get made of all clubs in sometimes doing... We try and do our business privately. We've tried to do that with our transfer dealings in recent times. We'll continue to do it with most of the important decisions that need to be made at the football club. So we'll reassure the fans that we'll seek to get somebody that can realise their aspirations as well as our own, which is Championship football back at Oakwell at the earliest opportunity. I think we understand why, you know, certain things might not have worked recently, and we'll try and rectify them with the appointment that we'll make.
Do you have somebody in mind? The statement suggests that, okay, the weekend's game, it'll be led by Paul Heckingbottom, won't it, et cetera, et cetera. How quick an appointment do you want it to be?
I think it's about the right appointment as opposed to putting any time frames on it. We're not going to do that. I think, you know, Thursday is normally a football media day and press conference day. So was happy and quite right for us to come and try and explain and to give the fans some feedback on to why decisions have been made and to reassure them we'll try and make the right appointment. And that, you know, may take a week. It may take longer. I'm not going to put any specific things on that. I think we've got a rough idea of the type of qualities the individual needs. They need to buy into what we've talked about. It's quite interesting. Obviously, there's a couple of far more high-profile clubs than ours looking for managers at the moment in QPR and Villa. And you look at what Tony Fernandes said at QPR, they want to go younger, they want to go hungrier. Well, it was a bit like reading what we'd talked about in the summer. So I think,
is that an indication then? Are you looking for a manager at the younger end of his career starting off?
What I'm saying is I don't think we're going to all of a sudden scrap what we've started, which is this is ultimately, you know, a business. And yes, you know, football club outrunners businesses, very few are. But what the owner's prepared to do with the support of the sponsors and the supporters that we've got is invest. And to look to get a group together that can grow together and that can provide return on investment. And then some of that investment goes to find the next player that's been sold for a profit. But ultimately then allows that finance, that return on investment from either academy graduates or players that we've bought to help run the football club, to take on some of the financial burden that often rests in a large part with Patrick and the Crime family. So, I think that's where we're at. So we don't want to deviate away from that because we think that's the sensible way for us to go. That's the way we're committed to. That's how we've structured most of our transfer dealings in the last sort of two windows. And that's what we'll continue to do. So it needs to be an individual that buys into that, really.
Whoever the next manager is will be the seventh in 10 years. I mean, Barnsley go through some managers, don't they? How much do you need stability on that side of things?
I think you look at most of the clubs and most of the businesses that are successful in any profession and undoubtedly in football. I think it is becoming quite short-termist and results obviously do dictate the length of any managerial career at any football club now, probably any sports club. Clearly, the stats for the number of managers we've had over a certain number of recent years doesn't make for fantastic reading. There's reasons why. Some obviously went on to bigger and better things, and there's explanations behind some of them. Obviously, since I've joined the football club, I was saying to some of the players today, I didn't expect to have to talk to them when I signed up about David's departure, let alone now Danny's departure. But we've got to try to get the right individual, and I assure the fans we will, to build on what we've set our stall out to be. I don't see that changing. So we need an individual that buys into the fact that we want to go down a younger, hungrier group that can provide resale value to the football club and ultimately assist Patrick with funding the running of the football club.
Could it be Mark and Paul? I mean, Crawley away on Saturday and a couple of fixtures after that. Could it be them, or will it definitely be somebody else who's not here right now?
I think it's a blank canvas and all options are open to us. I think we've got an idea of the direction we'd like to go in. But that said, you know, Mark Burton and Paul Heckingbottom, been at the club a long time, the pair of them worked together in the past, supported by Mark Crosley, who not only a fantastic goalkeeping coach, but, you know, a pro licence coaching certificate holder in his own right. So I think those three are more than capable of getting results down at Crawley, home to Crewe, away to Gillingham. And they've got that opportunity because although you see some clubs now, you know, as one manager literally is out of the car park, the next one's pulling in. And whilst I guess at times you're damned if you don't, you're damned if you do. Our sort of board doesn't sit well. Speaking to other people when somebody's in post just doesn't fit right, and I think from an employment and a moral point of view, that isn't right. So that's something we've not done, and nor do we probably ever intend to do. So if we get criticised for that, then so be it, because we don't think that's right. So
there's no shortlist yet. There's no obvious candidate or couple of candidates. No scheduled interview process.
No, not at this stage. But I expect that to happen very quickly, on the basis of some of the conversations that we've had over the last 24 hours. But ultimately, you know, I do think in Mark and in Paul and in Mark, we're in good hands. Definitely speaking to the players this morning, I think they've realised that what we've achieved this year isn't good enough. It'll be frustrating. Well, we desperately want them to turn that round. However frustrating that'll be probably for Danny and Chris.
I suppose whatever the conversations are, and I know you're not going to tell us, and indeed whoever comes out of the woodwork, which, again, when you're forming your shortlist, do Barnsley have to look for somebody who is currently without a job, or would you be prepared to go down the route of trying to find somebody, should the right person become available, who's employed?
I think it's the right candidate. We are very lucky that we have an owner that supports us substantially. So I think if there was something that was right, as sensible as that can be, you know, then I don't think anyone would be discounted from the process if they were in work.